Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about connecting to your internal energy and your feelings. I'm not getting squishy woo-woo here. This is actually really critical for you to build your intuition, to hone your gut instinct. Extraordinarily important. That's why we do it early in stage three, because you're going to need this as a foundation moving forward. Before we get going, a quick welcome shout out to our friends in East Hartford, Connecticut. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you along. If you have thoughts, questions, and so forth, you can use the link in the show notes right there. That'll take you to the community page at the website where you can use the form and put in your questions, or you can send them directly to me using questions@koabd.com. Everything comes directly to me, and you will get a response directly from me. So let me know how I can help. Also excited, if you haven't heard me going on every other podcast episode in the last few, new book out and new album that goes with the book. They're designed to go together, the book and the album together, called Purna Asati, A Roadmap to a Better Life Through Complete Connection, or the music album is Purna Asati, Music for Complete Connection. Very cool. Check it out. You can listen to the entire album on the page that is linked in the show notes, and you can check out the book. You can get it everywhere that you get your favorite books and albums. Kindle, iBooks, Amazon printed edition is my absolute favorite because it has all the art in the book, and of course you can get the album everywhere that you like listening to, buying, or streaming music. And of course you can listen right there at the page. So check it out. Okay, so we're working our way through stage three right now. If you've been listening, the past few episodes have been a lot of stage three stuff, like connecting with your sexuality, connecting with others to see their humanity through their needs, understanding that you are more than your needs. And now we want to connect to your internal energy and your feelings. And we toyed around with this a little bit when connecting with our sexuality. But let's take this a little bit further today. Beyond that. So everyone has feelings. Sometimes you feel sad, or you feel happy, or you feel stressed, or you feel overwhelmed. And feelings are how your body and your mind and your intuition guide you to make better choices. And this is why it's important. We're not all just going to sit around a campfire and sing Kumbaya and talk about our feelings. Your feelings are trying to tell you something. And you need to connect with them and not push them away so that you can understand what they're trying to tell you and use it. This is important. It's trying to guide you to better choices. So connecting to your feelings means stopping to recognize them, name them, and explore what's causing them. Because it's like a sign on the side of the road, and you need to read it. Because it's trying to tell you something important. It doesn't mean that you need to express every feeling you have out loud. You can keep your feelings to yourself if you want to, or you can share them if it's appropriate. The important thing is to step back from your emotions and name them and dig deeper to find the real cause. That's the key. So let's do an example. Let's suppose that you find yourself angry at your spouse. This happens to a lot of us. You sit here and you find yourself angry. As opposed to just pushing that feeling down or bottling it up where it can just sit there and get stronger, because it wants to get its message across to you. If you're not listening, it's going to get stronger until you hear it. It's a good idea to just take a moment. Stop. Breathe and ask yourself why you're angry. And you'll start telling yourself a story about what they did or what they didn't do that made you angry. Fine. Next, ask yourself what you're afraid of. All anger is rooted in fear, and I mean all anger is rooted in fear. I challenge you to bring me an example of anger or hate that is not ultimately rooted in fear. What are you afraid of? You might be afraid that you're not important. You might be afraid that you're not useful or needed. Be brutally honest with yourself. And when you can, you might express to your spouse that when you do X or when you don't do X, I fear that I'm not important to you. And fill in the right actions and the right fears there. But express that when they do this thing or when they don't do this thing, it makes you fear X, Y, Z, whatever it is. Being honest about what you feel and, more importantly, why you feel it, and being honest about your fears is critical to a connected relationship. See, when you're disconnected from your feelings, which could look like you push them down, or it could look like a lot of things. You ignore them. You push them away. You distract yourself from them. That's being disconnected from your feelings. And when you're disconnected from your feelings will control you. If you would rather be in control of your feelings, or have them at least working for you, you're going to need to connect with them, not ignore them. You'll need to sit down with your emotions and really understand them, understand where they're coming from. And this becomes faster with practice. The more you do this, the first time you do this, it takes forever to get to the real root of things. But the more you do it, this is just a skill. It's a muscle you can build. And the more you do it, the faster it's going to happen. You'll get to the point where you nearly instantaneously understand what you're afraid of, or where this emotion is coming from, or what it is trying to tell you. Now, many emotions are rooted in something to do with validating our current definition of self. And if you're at all familiar with these stages that I keep preaching, it's all about kind of how our definition of self changes over time. In the beginning, we're defined by our experiences. Then we're defined by our needs. Then we're defined by our altruism, then our ideology, and then so on. And we want to define ourselves as important, and we fear that we're wrong about who we are. And fear in particular is often associated with something counter to our definition of self. When your definition of self is threatened, people get ugly. You have fear, you have anger. And we fear at the root of it all that our definition of self might be wrong, and that who we think we are may not be true. This is usually the root of the larger majority of negative emotions. And this fear of being wrong about ourselves leads to kind of a defensive anger. So if you're feeling a defensive anger, then what's happening is your definition of self is being threatened. So can you see how there's these layers to our emotions? And digging deeper reveals the truth. And shining a light on the truth makes it dissipate. So these feelings, positive and negative, I know I've been focusing a lot on negative feelings, but positive ones too, they're trying to tell you something. And just like your gut instinct or your intuition is often trying to tell you something that you need to know. Similarly, your energy is trying to tell you something. So let's go focus on the energy for a while. Some people find connecting to their energy hard to do. And initially, you may not feel energy in your body, and that's okay. But think of it this way. Everything in the universe is made of matter and energy, right? Think about your phone and your computer. It has a screen, but it also has an electrical energy running through it that ultimately helps it work. Without the electricity, your device would be lifeless, and so would you. You have energy running through you, too. You have literally electrical impulses that run through you. You have all kinds of different energies running through you. Without it, you would be lifeless, too. So connecting to your energy is the first step in recognizing a vast amount of information that's available to you about your body, about your life, about many other things. Connecting to your energy at this stage means learning to recognize it and be aware of how it changes. So let's work on connecting to your energies. Emotions, this is why both of these are in the same subject here. Emotions move your energy. Think about when you feel really happy. There's this feeling in your chest like your heart is full. And people will say that, oh, my heart's just full to bursting. That is, your heart is full of energy. Think about when you feel nervous or fearful. There's this butterflies in the stomach, right? Your emotions are moving the energies in your gut to get your attention. On a sexual note, think about the feeling of an orgasm. Whoa, that escalated quickly. Sorry, by now you should know better than to play this in front of your kids. On a sexual note, when you think about the feeling of an orgasm, whether it's solo or with someone else, you might feel a burst of energy that moves up and through the body. You know, either way, it feels like release. It's a release of energy. So you can see that you've been feeling your energies all along. So to connect with them with more awareness, here's a couple of ideas. One thing is called body scanning. This is a type of meditation. It's fantastic for beginners. So if you haven't done a lot of meditation, this is a great way to get started. You sit and you quiet your mind and you scan your body. So you pay attention to your body from the top down or from the toes up. It doesn't matter what order you do it in. Just start at one end or the other. And just think about each part of your body and how it feels. Do you have some tension in the muscles? Maybe you have some pain from an old injury. Maybe you bottle up your stress in your neck. You could feel that. Now notice that when you put your awareness on a tense muscle, that it tends to relax. Have you noticed that? Try that. As with all things in life, shining a spotlight on the issue makes it dissolve away and makes a solution apparent. For areas of your body that are not tense or in pain, ask yourself what they feel like. You may notice very small sensations that grow as you focus on them. This is your energy. You may feel it more in one area than in another. That's typical. That's normal. You may notice that you feel it more in specific locations up the front of your body or down the back of your body. There's sort of specific little circular places that you tend to feel it more. These are called your chakras. And for now, just explore and sit for a minute with what you find. Just be aware. That's it. Just kind of say, hey, that's interesting. Okay, that's as far as you need to go right now. Remember, when working towards your personal development, it's all about the right homework, the right tasks, in the right order. And right now, all we want to do is recognize the energy. Now, another great way that you can do this, if you really want to kind of supercharge your awareness of your energy, is Reiki or other types of energy work. When body scanning is not enough or you just want to try something new, you might accelerate your connection to your energy by enjoying a session of Reiki or other style of energy work. Now, it's important that your first experience, if you're going to go try this, this is really, really important, so listen up. Your first Reiki session or any kind of energy work session needs to be hands-on. That means literally the practitioner will put their hands on you. Now, some energy practitioners are adept at sending energy from a distance, but you may not feel it if you're not yet connected to your energy. So when you're a beginner in this area, hands-on techniques are much more effective for sparking your awareness of your energy. And this might look like a massage session that includes energy work, or it might look like a session that's focused on purely on energy work, such as Reiki, a Reiki session by a certified master will massively accelerate your awareness of your energy. So be open to the experience and let it show you that there is so much more out there to explore and so much more to understand about yourself and this existence and this body. Now, once you connect to your energy, it can be so exciting that you might forget about your feelings and your emotions. Try to remain cognizant of both. So for a while, I would recommend including body scanning in with your meditation and prayer practices to improve your connection to both your feelings and your energy, because body scanning, you can get a little of both. And so it's important to maintain both. And also important to remember that positive emotions, positive feelings, like joy and love and purpose and all the good things, these are trying to tell you something too. So as much as things like fear and anger and worry are trying to tell you something, they're trying to assist your intuition and your decision making, the positive emotions are too, and I want you to listen to those and pick those apart just as much as you do the negative ones. Get to the root of them just as much. And all of this together is going to inform your intuition and make it stronger and more capable. And that's why it's important, because your intuition, you will find, is going to be a very, very powerful source of guidance for you. That is your gut instinct. And the more resources your gut instinct has to work with, the better it's going to be. And so, to recap, take apart your feelings, pick them apart. What are they trying to tell you? Really get to the root. Recognize energy movement in your body. Just recognize it. Just explore it. And consider a Reiki session. There are, I think last time I checked, on order of 1 million Reiki masters worldwide. If you can find, or maybe it's 1 million practitioners. Anyway, don't quote me on that. Find a certified master. I'm a certified master, master and practitioner, master teacher. There are loads of them out there. They're amazing. And have a Reiki experience. No, you do not have to believe in it for it to work. In fact, it almost works better when you don't believe in it. It's a lot of fun. Okay, and if you can find me, I will be happy to demonstrate it on you as well. All right. Well, thanks for joining me this time. If you have thoughts and questions, you can send them in using the form in the link in the show notes down there, or by sending them to questions@koavd.com. That'll come directly to me. I'll answer you directly back as soon as I can. Make sure you check out the book and the album, also using the links below. And until next time, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.